Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wiggins. Whitaker moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Brookins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whitaker scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin takes first base on ball four. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin moves to third. Baker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin scores. Baker scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ken Dixon now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dixon. Lemon moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melvin hits a ball on the ground that hits Lemon. Lemon is out and Melvin is safe at first. There goes Lemon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Baker moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Murray steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Carey now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is hit by the pitch. Murray moves to third. Young moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Murray scores. Young moves to third. Lacy moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Al Pardo. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Young scores. Lacy moves to third. Rayford moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. Rayford scores. Dempsey moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Orioles, 5. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. Bill Scherer now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Doug Baker. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Rick Dempsey now catching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Don Oss now pitching. Alejandro Sanchez pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roenick throws the ball into Murray, who tags Whitaker trying to return to first, for the out. Sanchez moves to third. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Oss covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lacy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata pinch runs for Rick Dempsey. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. Sakata moves to second. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.